Following a state-funded study on ways to generate extra revenue from Ohio's 63-year-old turnpike, which included leasing or selling it to a private contractor, Governor Kasich has settled on keeping it public. And he says by increasing the tolls each year, capped at the inflation rate, the state can issue bonds and create more than $1 billion in new construction funds. And using that money to leverage federal funds could mean as much as $3 billion. 90% of the revenue would be spent on Northern Ohio projects, and Kasich says it will create 65,000 new jobs. At a stop in Cleveland with the once-delayed Interbell Bridge project in the background, Kasich says this and other projects will benefit.
And what's going to happen here is projects that were actually viewed as like Tier 2 will now be able to be advanced to Tier 1 and get going. So, yeah, you know, there's a constitutional requirement about how much money gets spent up here. But we're delighted. I said from the beginning the bulk of the money would be spent on Route 30 North, and so these projects are going to move forward, and it will represent a significant amount of additional resources quicker.
Kasich says more money could have been generated through privatizing the turnpike, but his plan keeps the road in state control and no turnpike workers lose their jobs. The plan has support from the Ohio Department of Transportation and communities along the 241-mile stretch. State legislative approval is needed for it to go forward. Republican State Representative Lynn Watchman of Napoleon on the turnpike's western end is sponsoring the legislation. He says it will be introduced early next year.
As soon as the Ohio House gets restructured with committee process, we'll get this piece of legislation regarding the turnpike here started.
What do you think will be the response from representatives from the southern part of the state?
Well, I generally think it'll be positive. I think there will be a bit of a fight maybe within the caucuses about how much money stays in northern Ohio. Of course, those of us who have represented this part of the state up north think the bulk of the money and certainly the greatest need in Ohio is here in Northern Ohio for building highway projects. So I think in the end, with the governor's support, with the Speaker of the House, Bill Batchelder, being from Medina, not too far away, I think we'll have a good outcome and pretty strong support for this measure.
Watchman has recruited Democratic Representative Bill Patman of Cleveland as a co-sponsor. Other Ohio Democrats say Governor Kasich's turnpike plan will hurt families who have to pay the higher tolls. And State Democratic Party Chief Chris Redfern says he doesn't understand why Kasich came up with this plan after rejecting federal stimulus money from President Obama for transportation projects.
And now he comes up with this cockamamie idea that we're going to somehow increase tolls or pay for building bridges in Coshocton County with tolls that are raised on the Ohio Turnpike. It's illogical, it's politically biased, and it should be rejected.
Some Democrats say Kasich is trying to win votes as his 2014 reelection approaches. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer.